Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Section 10 podcast. Here are your hosts, Jared Carabas, Coley Mick, and Steve Perrault.
What's up and welcome back to the Section 10 podcast, episode 254, presented by Barstool Sports. It is the home of your third place Boston Red Sox. My name is Jared Carabas, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. And this right here, this is Coley Mick, and he's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that. Bada boom, realest guys in the room. Steve, how you doing?
What up, Section 10 in the building?
In the motherfucking building. I hate Steve. I hate Steve.
I was hoping that we could have just kept it off air.
Listen.
But no.
Listen. 10 a.m. we were supposed to record. It's our first podcast that we've ever recorded in the new studio in the new office.
Very
first one ever.
Yep.
10 a.m. record time. Mm-hmm. I'm up until 3 o'clock in the morning last night talking to Dallas Braden on the phone. We're going over a different ideas, shit that we're going to do. He lives in California, by the way, so it's a different time zone. So it's only midnight to him. 3 a.m. to me, but I was just like, hey, you know what? For the content, I'll do anything for the content. But then we have this podcast that we're going to do at 10 a.m. Steve rolls in at like 11 a.m.
I think it was,
and
like,
then I got to record starting 9.
It was
at 11:30.
The amount of times I've had to wait for you on the hangout.
10 a.m.
I would love to add 10 those minutes,
Steve.
Up. It's been a lot. It's been a lot of minutes.
What does a.m. even stand for?
It's at morning, but there's been a lot of minutes I've had to wait on the hangout.
10 a.m.
for Jared Carabas.
Studio.
I'm normally not late.
Podcast.
Late today. Hand up. 10 a.m.
An hour.
35, 40 minutes.
Say sorry.
I actually am sorry.
Okay.
I normally don't say sorry.
I know. He usually doesn't.
I actually am sorry about this. But hey, this is a nice studio.
It's a great studio.
It's like professional.
We've been in here for hours.
Yeah.
I know. You're like, trust me, we've been able to observe this studio.
We've got the lay of the land pretty
good.
For a
long time. Mm. But yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Jared is so satisfied to get that sorry. Yeah, he normally doesn't get it.
Red Sox won last night.
I know. Walk off.
Yeah, walk off. That's pretty cool. This was a situation where this was not like a you need to win this game because it's fucking mid-May.
The season would have been over if they lost last night.
But you lose on Tuesday? 17 strikeouts for Chris Sale. 24 strikeouts for the whole pitching staff.
Fresh L.
How do you lose that game? How do you lose that game?
I feel like we didn't give it enough attention because of our, we were catching the fever and we were hoping the Suns were going to get the top pick.
Depressing night.
I felt like I had a fucking fever
just
after that.
And very
so
depressing night.
Now
I
we're thinking,
like,
you know
I
what?
Had a flu.
You know what's going to save us?
What?
Chris Sale. Chris Sale's going to save us.
You know
17
gonna save
strikeouts.
Us? Chavis.
Chavis.
Chavis saves us.
And sure enough, I don't know how they don't.
He shaves us.
How do they not get it done? Would you have brought? It was 108 pitches. I initially thought it was 104. Would you have brought Sale back out?
No.
Okay, I wouldn't either.
For sure not.
Okay.
I mean, like, I'm not bringing guys back out to for records and shit. Like, I'm trying to win.
Because they
World
were saying
Series.
In the booth.
Depends on the record.
They were saying in the booth if it was a no hitter, like, they would have kept him going. Which I'm like, no, they
don't
wouldn't.
Don't care about that.
Well, he would have needed two more innings on top of 100
right.
pitches.
Yeah, no.
Cora's not doing that.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm not bringing Chris Sale back out for anything.
If he was at 19, which is that possible? Yeah, that's possible in 7.
Oh, all right.
Then
you bring him back out.
Different, but like you obviously know that he would. You'd have one shot.
Yeah, right. One opportunity.
But it's like one...
To seize everything you ever wanted.
Mm.
To capture and just let it slip.
And banana splits.
And his palms were sweaty.
Like, yeah, one more inning, 25 more pitches, like, yeah. Just to tie it?
Yeah, no thanks.
I did like the thing in the dugout where he's like, 20?
He would need to have an immaculate inning to keep it under, 120.
He's like, dude, did you not see me in Baltimore?
Yeah.
I just did the immaculate inning thing.
That.
He should have ran that play last night.
Yeah, that's true. If he did that, then we're talking about a completely different story. But Chris Sale, not the first Red Sox pitcher in history to strike out 17 and lose. That'd be Pedro Martinez. Was that 2000? 2000.
Yeah.
It wasn't 99.
It wasn't 99 because Coley's been blogging it. By the way, where are you at on that series?
May. We're in mid-May in that series.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the middle of, I think he had 6 or 7 straight double-digit strikeouts.
Mm-hmm.
He's had at least 9 every start of the 99 season so far. His first two games, he was like 9 Ks, 9 Ks, and then he's like, yeah, my arm's loose. He's doubled his time. He has a decision in every game he's pitched so far. I think he had a decision in 28 of his 31 starts. Jesus. Like, he was like, no, I'm getting a decision. Mm-hmm. I don't care what it is.
You let me know what it is, but I'm getting one.
He's got one loss on the year. He's 6-1 at this
Would it
point.
Have been Jimmy Williams at that point? As
Jimmy.
A
Yeah.
Jaime Williams.
Jaime.
He's like, Jaime. Listen up, Jaime. I'm standing.
Hey, Jaime. Fucking,
who's the pitching
Joe
coach?
Kerrigan.
Joe Kerrigan. Yeah. So Joe Kerrigan's out there like, yeah, we got to pull him.
So are you going to do Pedro 2000 next year? Kind of have
to. Yeah, I mean, he cooked then too.
Yeah. I mean, his 2000 season was better than his 99 season.
It's debatable.
It's certainly debatable.
It's within
certainly
debate. Debatable.
Maybe we can have that debate next year after your block series.
This was the last one I did. I think there's one due today.
Yeah.
The last one I did was when I first brought up how irate I still am that he didn't win MVP.
Right.
Because it was like,
the New York Post?
Yeah.
There was his second start of the year, I believe, was the last time his ERA was above 3 for like the whole season. Like, it doesn't get above 3 again.
Pedro Martinez... pretty good pitcher.
And he puts up a big time stinkeroo in late June, I want to say.
Yeah.
It was just to keep everybody on their toes.
Yeah.
You know who else is a pretty good pitcher?
Chris Sale.
You?
Me.
Yeah.
Christopher Allen Sale. His last.
Did you call him Big Cass?
What?
CAS. Christopher Allen Sale.
Big
Cass.
How do you feel about Batman? You didn't seem too confident about it.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm half invested. I'm not all the way in. It's just
plus Big Cass trolls the real life Big Cass, who's a Yankees fan.
He wanted to come in today.
Well, you should have told him we had 50 minutes of free time.
That's true.
Well, Steve's letting his brother in, so
that's true.
That's at least 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll have Big Cass on the next podcast.
Yeah, and we'll tell him.
I think he lives in Queens.
We've stolen your intro. And now also
your
name.
Yeah. Well, he can't use his name anyway because he's not with WWE anymore.
Good.
So they own all that. I think he goes by like Big Kaz, like Kaz.
Oh, they have the rights to his name?
Yeah.
17 Z's.
XL.
Typically that runs out. It's like 20 years from now. He's like, I'm back. They're like, who is this guy?
Large Kaz.
Yeah.
large Kaz.
Ginormous Kaz. Mm-hmm.
Kaz.
Chris Sale over his last 5 starts.
Good.
The Kaz man?
33 innings. Guess how many strikeouts, Cully?
58.
Close.
59?
59. Mm-hmm. 59. The amount of minutes you were late, Steve.
That's true.
I was 49 minutes late.
59 strikeouts in his last 33 innings with a 1.91 ERA. Surprisingly, he's given up 3 home runs. Like, I feel like no one's even touched the baseball.
He's doing that to stay in shape, as Eck would say. He's like, I got to give you something.
Honestly, you know what it is? It's strategy. Chris Sale giving up home runs is himself giving himself a breather because he works so fucking fast.
Yeah.
They'd be like, pitch, get the ball back. Pitch, get the ball back. Pitch, and then he's like, whew, got to give up a long ball so this guy can trot for about 30 seconds. It's almost like it's an in-game timeout for Chris Sale.
He wants to get shown. Like, he wants you to do the bat toss and like walk the bases.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right.
It's time to like refocus and just get pissed off.
Fired up again. Yeah. You see how he flipped that bat.
Yeah, no, it's all strategy. It's all by design. Opponents are hitting 157 against him.
That's not good.
That's bad.
Yep.
So... in his last 5 starts, 10 strikeouts, 8 strikeouts. That stinks. 10 strikeouts, 14 strikeouts, 17 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. And then he started this. Do you know when he started this run?
Yeah, Yankees?
After losing to the Yankees.
Yeah. What happened after losing to the Yankees?
This. Suns out, guns out.
Exactly.
That is true. Yep. And he also, that was when he had the quote where he was like, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for my teammates and my family. Like, he basically just went on this like Highlander speech where he's like, I've disgraced myself and my family and my friends and my honor.
And that was in front of everybody. I can only imagine what he was like at home. Like, just breaking. his wherever he lives must be a mess, unless he's gotten it fixed since then. Because he definitely broke everything.
He's probably living at a hotel right now. Like, he's probably got, like, yeah, construction workers.
It's going to take at least a year to fix what
we might have to just knock this bitch down and build a new one. And it's
the best part is that he can get so heated and then become so calm.
Yeah.
So after he ruined his apartment, he was probably like, yeah, guys, I got a lot of work for you. Just so you know. Yeah. Like, I really
missed. He's stimulating the economy.
That's true.
He spent his World Series bonus on rebuilding his house after he trashed it for having an 850 ERA through his first four
starts. April.
A very tough April. But he did turn it around at the end of April. Like, this isn't even like a full month of being shitty.
And this is why records are stupid. I mean, he's gotten one win in this stretch since Sogo, and he's got a 1.91 ERA.
He has one win on the season.
Yeah, exactly. He's got one win on the year. Which, I mean, that kind of summed up his first five starts.
He has a win.
He's got one.
That summed up the earlier.
Steve, he's got a win.
He's got a win. He is a winner.
You know what else is crazy? The fucking, over this five-game stretch where Chris Sale has a 1.91 ERA and 59 strikeouts in 33 innings, the Red Sox are 2-3.
It's insane. Eck was pissed about it. It's like, get this guy, this is ridiculous.
Meanwhile,
he's got a win.
Eduardo Rodriguez's last four starts, they're scoring like 15 runs a game for him.
I know. Eddie's the run guy.
Literally, he's been dealing, too.
He's been dealing. So
he has a leg kick going.
Going into his start on Wednesday, he had a 2.78 ERA, and then the Red Sox put up a quick five spot by the third inning, and I was like, here we go. Like, this is just, it's Eddie magic. Good. They went 9 runs, 14 runs, 15 runs, and then by the third inning, it was 5-0. I was like, they're probably going to fucking score 20 tonight.
Yeah.
Did they?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
The Red Sox kind of did what Chris Sale did.
What?
Took a breather, gave up five runs.
Yep.
And then they're like, you know what? Let's have this kid get even more confidence than he already has.
Right.
Walk off, they win.
I think it was more just like, let's test out the bullpen in high leverage situations because we haven't had many of those.
Yeah. There were people coming at backpacks. Slow down there. He came into bases loaded, no outs.
I'm dangerously close to just never looking at my Twitter mentions ever again.
It's...
I can't.
There was a guy. I said the Red Sox could still go 142-20. A guy had a lengthy tweet being like, "Steve, I know you love the team, but like this is unrealistic. They're not going to win out." I'm like, "Wait."
There's no way they're going
to
win out.
Credit to that guy. But he's probably right.
Coley, in my defense, they still can go 142-20.
They can, but I'm on that guy's side. They probably won't.
I know, but they can.
I agree. I agree with both of you. Both bring up good points.
Right.
There is definitely a percentage of a chance they could win out.
Correct.
The blueprint is to win the rest of the
illegal.
Games. It's not illegal.
Yeah. They're going to play all those games.
Mm-hmm. More than likely, yeah.
And there's a very good chance that, you know, the 162-game schedule will be completed.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, there's a chance that they could win the remaining games that they have on the schedule.
Absolutely.
However, historically, winning 142 games is just... It's not.
It hasn't happened.
Hasn't even been close to happening.
Yeah, Jared pegged him for like 105 win ball club this year.
Yeah, that's not even close to 142.
No,
less than last year. Were you getting a lot of hate about backpacks, or was there
just any time that any player has one bad game, they're the worst. Get them off the team. I was legitimately getting fire Alex Cora tweets, and previous to that, I mean, like, anytime you get like a fire Alex Cora tweet, it's always just like sarcastic, tongue in cheek, because he's such a good manager that if there's one bad game, it's like, ah, fire Alex
Cora. Get him out of here.
There were legitimate ones because he brought Eduardo Rodriguez out for the seventh inning after throwing 99 pitches through six innings. He already had the 10 strikeouts. It was a 5-2 ball game, and he brought him back out, but it didn't work out. I think he gave up the base hit, ground rule, double, hit a guy, leaves the bases
loaded.
He did
the whole load the
bases
with no outs thing, which
you can't do that.
Yeah.
Cora does like to, even in the World Series, he likes to give Eddie, he likes to push him. It's not even like a, I don't think it's a negative thing.
So the best would be if he's pushing him just so he could rip him afterwards. Like, you got to be able to do better than that.
Yeah, 14 innings, I remember Scott Shields wouldn't complain.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. We've talked about this a million times, the dynamic between Alex Cora and Eduardo Rodriguez, and how these guys, like Alex Cora, I feel like he's harder on Eddie than anyone else.
On the team.
On the team?
Yeah.
Which is totally fair. Not even an exaggeration. But I think it's because like he knows how good
Erod
can be.
Yeah, he's like, you're nasty, dude.
Be nasty. Yes. He's like, you are so fucking good. Be that good. So whenever he stinks, he's like, this fucking guy. You know? Like, he'll rip him. And I like that, but it works. Like, his last six starts coming into his start against the Rockies, a 2.78 ERA, averaging about a strikeout per inning. That's very good. So it's, I think because he was so good through those six starts, all consecutively, this was Alex Cora's way of saying, I'm rewarding you. I'm trusting you with, this is like, you're not an ace, but this is what you would do, like a Max Scherzer. If he's at 99 pitches with 10 strikeouts through six, Dusty Baker would send his ass out there. I don't know if that's a good example.
Wouldn't have even taken him out after he loaded the bases.
Yeah, no, it's...
That's
I think
your
that,
mess, friend.
That was almost like a, hey, you know, you deserve this. It's a trust thing. Like he's, that's Alex Cora's way of saying, I trust you now.
I don't know.
You can't just fucking load the bases.
It is tough in that scenario because I honestly wouldn't put it past Cora to push him to the point.
Sabotage him.
Yeah, seriously. Just to be, and in the office after the game being like, dude, like, come on. I put you out there. You need an immaculate inning at worst.
Right.
Like, this needs to be a 1-2-3 or else you're a waste of my time. Mm-hmm. I hate you. You're the worst starter on the staff.
Yeah. I mean, hindsight's 20/20, but the right move would have been Marcus Walden, who has been...
He's been nails. He's been
unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we need...
He
we
seems
need
like a... He's a very, like... He's like the silent assassin. He doesn't really... I haven't heard him talk at all.
I don't know what his voice sounds like.
I don't either.
What do you think it sounds like?
Maybe like this.
Probably Patrick Mahomes.
Do you have a guess?
He probably kind of sounds like...
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. You don't know what Mahomes... Mahomes kind of has a weird voice.
Does he?
Yeah. Let's play Mahomes real
Patrick
quick.
Mahomes. I don't know anything about that.
Well, it's not baseball.
Should when like a starter is getting in like a little bit of a jam, should we start being like, "Where's Waldo?"
I do like that.
And then it's like, oh,
because when he comes in, it's
he
like
trotting out,
inning over every time.
So, Marcus Walden this season,
Waldo,
a 1.46 ERA.
I very much like Where's Waldo.
30 strikeouts in 24 and two thirds innings. But if you look at his game log, he gave up 3 earned runs on April 15th to the Orioles. And outside of that, he's appeared in 15 games. He's given up 1 earned run.
He's only given up runs to the Orioles.
If you take out...
Dude, his high-low is ridiculous.
If you take out Marcus Walden's Orioles performances, hasn't given up a run all year.
Sure hasn't.
So there's got to be a statistic. His Orioles.
His
areolas is a zero right now.
Waldo's areola is great.
I mean, his Marcus Walden's areolas, zero.
Yeah, it's like Wald 0.00.
Yeah.
Waldo.
Waldo. Wald, yeah. Yep. I like that.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. So he's been, let's see, dating back to that fucking 3 earned run game. His last 10 outings, 16 and 2 thirds, 19 strikeouts, 0.45. It's pretty good.
Waldo.
The Wald man.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
I like the idea of Where's Waldo when like things aren't going well. Like where
lead off double, it's like Where's
Waldo? Cora, Where's Waldo?
Yeah. Like,
but do you think, in your personal opinion, because obviously hindsight's 20/20, in the moment where Eduardo Rodriguez comes out at 99 pitches with 10 strikeouts through six, were you like, let's fucking roll, or were you like, I'm confused?
No, I was like, Where's Waldo? Oh, you fucker. I was like, Where's Waldo? Is what I was, and now you're shaking your head.
Today, Steve.
Yeah, you're shaking your head because you're confused, and I feel
Stevie
like
key drop off. Yeah,
I feel like the confusion is getting back to the tickets thing.
Stevie fumbles.
The confusing process today is how late I was, but what's not confusing is finding tickets online to a sports or a concert. But the solution is SeatGeek. SeatGeek is now the presenting sponsor for the Section 10 podcast for the 2019 season. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and for the music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work and you save time and money, bitch. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You will immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all, our listeners get an instant $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $10 off tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter promo code section10, that's section10. SeatGeek will immediately take $10 off after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code section10 today. Big coupon, bitch.
Yeah.
So I calculated Waldo's high-low, and it's 0.42. Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That took away an inning with zero earned, because that's the high.
But his areola is a zero.
And his high was the three earned, but his areola is a clean 0.0.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
The theme of this show is Waldo's areola is a clean zero.
It's just a clean little circle there. Woo!
Lick it a little bit. Just
no bumps nor ridges.
None. Like butter.
Mm-hmm. Supple.
Yeah. Do we want to talk Ice Horse a little more? Or I feel like we didn't really talk
about almost like a tea dish. You know what I mean? The little dish that you put a little cup of tea on.
Cozy, I can see that. Yeah, a little cozy action.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and cozy. Yep. With that areola.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Some cozy. Smooth. Cozy areolas.
If we ever get a player named Gary Rojas, we can call him Areolas.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
Is there ever
tell Dombrowski to get on the horn?
I actually saw Dombrowski at Fenway over the weekend.
Big Dom.
Mm-hmm.
Big Dom.
Did you ask him where Waldo was?
I didn't. But I think
I'm sure he knew.
I think Dave Dombrowski is pretty underrated for how handsome he is.
He's a good looking dude.
He's strikingly.
Well, he kind of looks like, he very much looks like Mr. Rogers, which I don't know, is that handsome?
Hmm.
Mr. Rogers handsome?
Probably fucked, yeah.
He probably did.
Yeah.
He probably fucked a lot.
The thing about Dave Dombrowski he presents himself in a way where even if you weren't a baseball fan or a Red Sox fan, if you saw him out somewhere, you'd be like, that's somebody.
He looks like a politician.
Like he does, like, and he kind of carries himself like it too.
I feel like he's got a very straight back. Like, I've never seen him like hunched over.
Yeah, I mean,
like his neck, like the whole vertebrae is just fucking, it's like a rod.
Love that.
Mm. Love that.
He's got really good hair.
Like Mr. Rogers' throbbing cock.
Davey straight back.
Mm-hmm.
He's got nice moss too, even though it's like.
He does.
He does, yeah.
I mean, this is.
It's well kempt.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got good teeth. This guy,
Section 10 Podcast is brought to you by Sox Signatures. Sox Signatures is the leader in autographs and game used memorabilia of tomorrow's Boston baseball stars. Visit SoxSignatures.com today for unique items and the best prices on Sox prospects from Lowell to Boston. Use promo code Section 10 to get 10% off your first order at Sox Signatures. .com. The Ice Horse.
Mm.
I wish that there was a video of this. Yeah. Garen only had the picture tweet.
I know. I was trying to like press play on the picture. I'm like, where's the video?
Couldn't
kind of
do
a weird
it.
Thing to tweet, but I won't love her.
So
you won't love her?
Oh no, I won't say anything back because I love Garen. She's great.
That was mad.
I just at this point. Like, here's what needs to happen with you and Garen, Steve.
How do you spell Garen?
G-U-E-R-I-N.
Nah, I was doing double R. That was the problem there.
Mm. Can't do double R.
No.
What needs to happen?
Here's the thing that needs to happen with you and Garen, right? You guys need to have a private conversation where you talk things out, and then that conversation never needs to be made public, and then we do a video where you guys are on a date, and then we shoot the video and post it.
That's a good idea. I agree.
That's the
initial.
The big
see, the initial plan was just to do like a clear the air kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe in the dugout, maybe not, which is kind of private, I guess. But you definitely would have heard it. And
I don't eavesdrop.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
I'm too like I
you
fucking
hold on to all your eaves.
I hold on to all my eaves.
Eaves every.
I'm
eaves.
Usually on my phone 24/7. I don't pay attention to anything that anyone is saying, even inches away from me.
At some point, it became a date. I don't know when it became a date, but then she pitched it.
I think she's trying to make me jealous. Honestly,
she pitched it to the probably.
Yeah.
She pitched it to the Twitterverse to be like where to bring her, and it's like obviously people are like you're going to have to go to the most expensive place in Boston.
You have to take her to the Cap G.
Exactly. Yeah. So. I'm down. I'm definitely down to film the date. But yeah, we need to clear the air first.
What, Colin?
Just a nice Cap G.
Yeah. No, Cap G is where it's at.
Boys.
Texas Roadhouse.
But I'm not blocked anymore, which is a big deal. Section 10 account is still blocked by Garrett.
Well, I mean.
I didn't say anything about her on the Section 10 account.
I'm sure you did.
I don't think I did.
Sure you did.
Probably did.
Check the receipts.
Definitely did. You can delete receipts.
I know you can, but I didn't. Take my word for it.
I think.
That's why you were actually late today.
Yeah. just deleting a bunch of Garen tweets.
Every tweet you've ever had about Garen.
Yeah.
Oh God, she's a sweetheart, she's Steve. A one of these days,
awesome. I love her.
You'll see the light, and welcome to the other side of the fence.
So Ice Horse,
yeah. Her and David Price.
Yeah,
wait, Ice Horse.
Remember last year when he was very hard out on David Price because he was like taking flights to Istanbul while he was making his starts. He was doing whatever he could to avoid it.
Oh yeah.
I was flying to Istanbul, and so I couldn't.
How
watch
many
David
times
Price
has
flights?
Steve been on the wrong side of history?
Oh, exclusively.
I think it's just. Are you going to say the Garen thing is on the wrong side of history? Because
yes.
Okay.
There he goes again.
There he is. Unbelievable.
I don't know if that's accurate, but the Price thing, yes. I mean, he obviously made me look bad.
How much have you hated watching Chris Sale pitch recently?
I've loved it. He's been great. Chris Sale's been great. He was very accountable. I liked his accountability. That was nice.
Yeah. Did JD's home runs piss you off because they're the opposite field instead of
they weren't deep enough.
Pull them, coward.
The Ice Horse home runs make me so happy because they're deep, but the JD ones
they're deep. By the way, that home run that the Ice Horse hit on Tuesday off
that
of
wasn't
Kyle Freeland
gone.
It was gone. I mean, I think that they're testing out a new rule where if you hit a ball foul so far.
They're like, all right.
That was gross.
I'd be totally fine with that, by the way. If it goes a certain amount of feet, like, come on. That can't just be a strike.
He hit it on the roof of the cask and flag.
Yeah.
It was probably 30 feet
foul.
If
we were doing
foul,
a show there,
we were like, what?
Dude, if we were doing a show there, it would have just rocketed right through the
home
roof.
Run.
Yeah.
Home run.
The best like was like
rule.
The reaction.
I like that rule a lot. Right.
Yeah, because I mean, if you think about like the dinky ones that like just get past the pesky pole, like who's to say that's fair? Yeah.
I also think for a certain amount of K's.
It offsets it. Like if you hit a dinky home run that lands in the first row in the corner by the pesky pole, it's like 295 feet. That shouldn't be a home run.
Right.
But then Michael Chavis goes up there and he hits a foul ball that's like 600 feet. The umpires get together like, dude, that's got to be a home run.
That was pretty cool.
I love that. What are we going to do? Just not? Are we just not going to put that out on social?
This is going to be lost to history if we don't call this a home run.
The best would be like the circle. Yeah, the ump circling up, just kind of shrugging like, come on.
The other manager's like, God damn it. Even I know that.
And then they pull him up just like, you know what we're going to tell you, but that's a home run.
Yeah. It's a textbook home run.
I was fouled by like 30 yards. It went 700 feet.
I mean, he hit that thing so fucking far, and it was foul. Like, you should be embarrassed because he was early on it.
Yeah.
I mean, like that, he fucking pulled that thing foul.
We should count this for more than one run.
There was no one on base. You know what? We're going to give him a home run, and he's still at bat. He gets the bat again.
The ump has the bat ready for him when he touches the plate.
Yeah, we're going to make him round the bases.
Yep. He gets a 2-0 count.
What do you think about that, asshole?
I'll make 3-0.
Yeah, there were people that were sitting on like the first baseline that had the perfect vantage point, and they're like, that couldn't have been more foul.
They showed the replay, and I swear it was like very foul.
Very foul. I mean, they were trying. They're trying on the broadcast. They were like, I think it wrapped around and he hit it so hard that it just went 30 feet beyond.
And everyone knows with this camera angle, it's a little tilted.
I mean, in fairness, he did hit it over the monster.
Way over the foul. It was funny,
textbook
though.
Home run.
Eck kept saying it, like trying to speak it into existence. He's like, guys, it curled around the foul pole. I'm like, dude,
the fuck would you know?
It's 100 feet above
unless
the foul
pole. Unless you were in a helicopter, you would have no idea if Eck, this was fair or foul.
Eck from the Nesson booth was like, I could see that it like curled right around the
super foul 600-foot home run. Love to see that.
I was texting you about like, that was foul, right? And you're like, no, it was the moon. It was like
the moon's gravitational pull.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then that would mean the moon's real.
No, it's not. I mean, Steve's a moon truther, which is just like
embarrassing. Dude, another wrong side of history. Yeah.
You heard it last episode. It was freaking knocking on my window. I'm going to believe that's the moon.
But did you see it or did you hear it?
No, but
did
whatever.
You see it or did you hear it?
Do you believe things you don't see, right?
No.
Okay. Not a big Jesus guy. All right.
No.
Like the troops? We see the troops.
We see the troops every day.
I believe in the troops. I've seen them.
I believe them.
I've seen them. Love the troops.
See my fucking hair?
It's nice. Got some product in it. See, this is different. I get to see the... Because I feel like when we do the hangouts, there's no product.
There is, but it's like... It's after I like run my fingers through my hair and then I can put a headband in it. So it's like...
Yeah.
It's different.
It's after a long day's work.
Yeah. I mean, that's work hair. This is like...
beginning the day.
Morning hair.
Morning
this
hair.
This is 10 a.m.
Yeah, this is like get ready to fucking rock hair.
Yeah. What do we think about the Astros coming to town? What do we expect from this series?
I feel like they're a baseball team.
They're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
Three of those games.
Red Sox also pretty good team, and they're playing a pretty good team this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, the Astros have won 11 out of their last 12, and they've been all against
scrubs.
Angels?
Scrubs.
Tigers?
Big scrubs.
Rangers?
They lost two consecutive World Series.
And then there's another team that I forget, but they stink too. They haven't like been playing good teams, but they've been beating them. That's something that the Red Sox weren't doing.
Pretty good. All right, Red Sox fans, I'm excited to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Loci. I have been wearing Loci bracelets for a few years now. They are infused with water from Mount Everest, the highest point on Earth. Notice they didn't say the moon?
Fuck the moon.
It's fake. And mud from the Dead Sea, the lowest point on Earth. It's a daily reminder to help you find your balance during life's highs and lows. As sports fans, we definitely experience highs and lows throughout the season. Loci's game day collection helps you stay humble and hopeful while repping your favorite team's colors. And with 10% of net profits donated to incredible charities, you can support your team and support causes around the world. Since Loci is a friend of the program, they are offering you an exclusive discount of 20% off all Game Day Collection bracelets. Go to loci.com, use the promo code SECTION10, all one word, and also two numbers, to take advantage of this amazing deal. That's loki.com. Use promo code SECTION10 for 20% off. So get out there.
No, we decided. We decided that we're going to say that in unison from now on.
Yeah. It's going to be tough, though.
No, we can pull it off.
Three,
two, one.
So get out there.
There you go.
Very nice.
I'm wearing mine today.
I've been wearing
it. It's part of the rotation.
It was a good IG story. It was good.
Hell yeah. Oh, that's an IG story?
No, I'm saying the one you did at Fenway.
Oh! Well, Bryn shot that.
Yeah.
Shout out Bryn.
Shout out Bryn.
Shout out Bryn. Great. She does all of our videos and our vlogs and everything. She makes sure that I don't die.
Yeah. Pees a lot.
Jared's security guard, which must be super fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Bryn's awesome. MVP of the show.
MVB?
MVB.
Well, then that wouldn't make... I mean, there's no other Bryns. So
if we had another one, though,
then she'd be the MVP.
Be more valuable. Yeah.
If there were two Bryns, you'd be the MVP.
Yeah.
Even with one. Because even with one, she could stink and she'd be the least valuable.
So you could be the LVP.
Yeah, so she is for sure the most valuable Bryn. Mm-hmm.
Avoid being the LVP is the goal.
What do we think about the Astros?
They're good.
Boo.
Sports team.
Yeah.
They stink.
Heading into this weekend, Astros, boo. Red Sox, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at.
That's gonna be the promo.
That's exactly where I'm at.
Preach.
Yeah.
Speak it into existence.
I see those Astros coming Fenway. Boo! I see those Red Sox coming out of the dugout. Yeah.
Are we gonna get fucking? I feel like the last time we played them, Fenway was just like Houston Northeast. Like it was a shit ton of Astros fans.
And like for the first time ever, I feel like that never happens. Yeah. They're like, oh, we're good now. Brand new merch.
I don't want to see that again.
I mean, you're probably going to. They're only here once.
Yeah, but like it's not like nice.
It's like
weather.
A trip, like and it's a weekend. Weather, it's a weekend.
It is a weekend.
Mm. It's a weekend.
And all those Houston people have oil money.
They have nothing else to do.
It's a weekend too.
It's a weekend.
It's a weekend.
They don't have to work.
No. Yeah. No, it's a weekend series.
If they're not in the
those are typically off days.
If they're not in the service industry.
It's a weekend.
It's a weekend.
Yeah.
Steve,
so
it's a
they'll
weekend.
Be there.
Is this? This on?
It's a Friday, Saturday, also Sunday series.
That's the end of the week.
Yep. Which would make it. Don't even.
Just do that for 2 seconds and people, oh my God, is this going to be Gum Part 2?
People literally stopped listening. Probably forever because
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, no, I think that we've gotten some complaints before, but they've all been kind of light.
Yeah.
That, we've got so many replies being like, I'll actually kill all of you if you chew gum on this show again.
Those people didn't see the vision. Go onto YouTube right now. There's a billion ASMR videos specifically of just chewing gum. Sorry.
And ASMR was not really...
Right, we kind of invented it.
We invented ASMR.
Yeah.
We also invented Suns Out, Guns Out, and ever since then, Red Sox, best team in baseball.
We also invented Extract Labs. Just kidding, we didn't. Extract Labs is a combat veteran-owned CBD company out of Boulder, Colorado. They make some of the highest quality CBD products on the market, and they have a huge selection. Everything from CBD muscle cream to CBD oil tinctures and capsules. They have something for everyone. They can legally ship these products directly to your doorstep. They offer free shipping in all 50 states as well. One of the reasons they're able to do all of this is they produce everything in-house in their lab. They cook it up in the lab, unlike roughly 95% of the rest of the CBD industry. Screw those 95%. They suck. Great news. Extract Labs has an awesome deal going for all of the stoolies out there. Use the code Barstool. That's B-A-R-S-T-O-O-L. If you didn't know that, you're a moron. Extractlabs.com for 25% off your next purchase. Make sure to follow at Extract Labs on all social media channels for more awesome deals and giveaways. And tell them Barstool sent you.
I just got an email.
What do you got?
From
Moon?
Not the moon.
Okay.
I don't even think the moon has... There's no Wi-Fi.
Of course, moon doesn't have hands.
Not real.
Yeah.
Only knocked on your window.
Yeah, true. It could have like banged on it, though.
Your apartment building would have been dust and rubble.
Or just like a little tap. I don't know. I don't think the moon has hands. Anyway.
Moon is a myth.
Fact.
So I got an email.
Yeah.
About the moon?
About the moon.
Was this email moon related at all? It was?
No.
Shit.
But here's the thing. I got an email. From the moon. And it's about a potential...
Menounos?
Guest.
Menounos.
That we might be...
Moon Nunos?
Should we tease a little bit? Moon Nunos.
Oh.
Oh. That's a shirt.
is Maria Menounos just as like the on the moon, just wearing an astronaut costume?
People would buy that.
People would buy that. Menounos. Moon Nunos.
The Maria person behind her just says Maria Moon Nunos. I would wear that.
I'd wear that.
Anyway.
So it's an email.
From the moon.
From the moon, who's apparently a talent booker now. Like, good for you for, I guess, like getting
a
real job.
He's got a lot of pull.
Oh!
So Young Hangouts, I'm not able to touch you when I make my quips.
Bryn is like, this is what you guys do. This is it.
What does this have to do with the Red Sox? The Maria Menounos, the moon, I don't know.
Moon Nunos. So, email from the moon. We got that part down.
We got an email from the moon who's apparently in the talent booking industry.
Makes
now.
A lot of waves.
It's about getting a guest when we go back to Fenway on Friday.
Mm.
Do you have any DMs?
That was it. You're gonna end that there.
I mean, I guess
it's a professional tease is what that is.
We do have some teams.
We do.
Yep. First one's from a girl.
Is her name Bryn?
I have a conspiracy theory to float out there. Steve knows you get to the DMs quicker, so he just makes up that it's from a girl now.
I would tell you if I made it up.
No, because you did that before, where you you definitely read a DM and made up a girl's name, but it was from a guy.
But this is out of context, though.
That's also, like, that should be illegal. Like, you can't be like, hey, like, that's like putting a blindfold on and be like, it's definitely a girl.
You glory hold them.
This,
yeah, you did.
You glory hold them.
I remember that you were like, this needs to be from a girl. And so I was like, all right, it's from Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was very clearly lying about that.
I don't know.
This one's actually from a girl, and it's a real
what's her name?
Live girl, Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah. What is that reaction?
I mean, that's definitely a girl's name.
Fact.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, this might be from a
that's
girl.
That's not one of those ambiguous ones you see nowadays.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That's
like,
a girl.
This one, this first DM's from Mark, who's a girl. What? It's from Sarah. What does she want to ask about?
Chavis.
Sha Chavis?
She wants to ask about
shout out Chavis?
Cha Chavis.
Oh, speaking of which, for the vlog.
Yep.
We might have a special guest with us on Friday night. There's a lot of special guests that might be happening this weekend. Podcast related, vlog related.
We got some DMs.
Are you going anywhere this weekend, Coley?
Depends on who this guest is.
Yeah.
Then I may.
That's true. You might be interested in this guest.
May not.
You might not. Well, now, like, if Coley doesn't show, it's going to be like, well, Coley fucking hates it.
No, there's just, I mean, it's a lot of travel.
Yeah.
A lot of things that need to be worked out.
Yeah. But if it is the train, I mean, you're basically buying yourself a good 4-hour sit.
Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Bryn, you're a camera operator occasionally. Mm. How well could we focus on the moon so I could yell at it? All right.
So. I mean, she knows.
Not sure yet. Yeah, she knows, but she doesn't want to say it publicly.
She feels
like
she's protecting the moon a little.
Yeah. She's a big moon gal. Yeah. You can see it.
Got a moon insider.
It's written on her face.
Yeah. I don't know.
She probably emailed Brent to be like, don't say shit.
Like, I got an email from the moon about the guest, and then Brent got an email being like, shut up.
Shut up. What did I tell you?
I know you know.
This isn't the way to go about it.
Oh, God. I shouldn't have said that shit.
So, yeah, you kind of just... You set yourself up there, Coley.
That's fine.
Be like, when we have this guest.
Coley really hates Nomar. Like,
yeah. And that would be, I don't know. I don't think it's a bad look for you. I just, it's a look.
Am I bigger than this person? Like, physically?
Physically, yes.
All right, then I don't care. Beat the bag out of him.
Oh, I thought you meant like, you're trying to be like, oh, well, who the fuck is bigger than you on the team? Nobody.
Yeah.
Right. But I thought it was like a past player.
It is.
Well, Poppy's bigger than Coley.
We're about the same size. We've taken a picture together.
Yeah.
You got him in height, right? Dude, you're 7 foot tall.
He's it's close. He's much stronger than me, and he's got dad strength. I don't have dad strength.
True. He rubs himself in barbecue sauce, apparently, these days.
Yeah, shout out pretty Kingsford.
Good. Yeah, that's crazy.
They got him and Will Fork on the team?
Yeah.
What a strong team.
And Prince and Cecil Fielder.
Down the DM pitch! It goes down in the DM. It go down. It go down in the DM. It go down. It go down. It goes down in the DM. It go down. It go down in the DM. It go down. It go down. Down in the DM, as always, brought to you by Ronald's Napkins. They clean your fucking face. First one comes in from Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. Mm. Oh.
At what point this season is Michael Chavis going to hit a ball farther than the red seat?
He did.
He did.
That foul ball.
Sarah, yeah. It already happened.
Yeah. It would be nice if he could hit it to right field, but that would be impressive.
That'd be a shot.
From a right-handed hitter to pass the red seat. I mean, here's the thing. One of these days, and we've already talked about this before, I want an official measurement on that red seat. Because it's not 502 feet. It's like 675 feet.
So far. It gets further every time I see it.
I feel like the second we try measuring, we'll probably get shot. Yeah, they probably actually
there
have,
are snipers on the roof.
That freaked me out on opening day. I was like, oh shit, they got snipers up here. Yeah. But they probably have one sniper that's there 24/7, the red seat sniper. And if you try to measure it, kills you. This comes in from Casey. Casey's a guy. After tonight's walk-off win.
Hey, Casey.
After tonight's walk-off win, I got to thinking how you guys were reacting to the Ice Horse's magical swings, and it reminded me that we haven't got any live stream games yet. When do we get to stream a game with the rocket at the launching pad, Coley on Mount Everest harvesting water for the Lokai bracelets, or Steve from Jurassic Park? Would love to see it, so get out there.
I'd definitely be a Dead Sea guy.
You're a huge Dead Sea guy.
Way too high.
Yeah.
Live stream from the Dead Sea.
Yeah. Coley, I mean, if Coley were at the top of Mount Everest, I'd fear for what you're... like would be able to do up there.
Not a lot. It's hard to breathe.
Very hard to breathe.
Do I have like a toboggan to get down?
I guess it's kind of up to you, really.
Inflatable tube,
yeah,
of some sort, maybe a saucer,
like one of those kiddie pools.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that'd be more safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Live stream games. When do we,
Bryn? Can we do that? Can we live stream at my apartment?
Oh, I thought you were asking for a toboggan.
Can Coley toboggan down Mount Everest?
This might conflict with the moon a little bit based off of this initial reaction.
God, I'd be so close to that coward.
This is true. You can talk about the live streams. This has nothing to do with the moon. So you're good.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
The moon is really not letting her say anything.
Are you like compromised? Yeah. Whose side are you on?
Double agent.
Yeah.
We're going to say tentatively.
It would make a lot of sense if the moon had a mole in my circle.
Yeah. Tentatively, we're going to say we can do this. This comes in from Caroline. Caroline, definitely.
Caroline or Caroline?
Caroline, Brian. Oh, it's Caroline.
What's up, girl? Love you, baby.
Is it confirmed that you guys are coming to Baltimore for Sox Caroline. Orioles?
Hey.
In
Caroline, does she live in Baltimore?
Yep.
Oh, we are going there.
Hmm. She said, would love to meet y'all.
Sweet.
Caroline.
Caroline. Mm.
This comes in from Abby.
Mm. Abby's a girl too.
Abby definitely a girl. Got a lot of girls.
Would you do the bump bump bum with Caroline?
Yeah,
have to.
Shout out to Abby, by the way. She had tweeted out a picture of an eyesore shirt yesterday.
Hell yeah,
saw that.
Yeah,
fuck yeah,
fuck yeah.
Hey guys,
her caption was funny too.
Looking for advice.
That's right.
I've been seeing this guy who claims to love the Red Sox, which me being from Nebraska is a big deal because there aren't too many Red Sox fans here. Went to his house the other night and was discussing the team, and he didn't know who Mitchie Two Bags Moreland was or Matty Backpack Barnes. And he also proudly wears a Dodgers shirt. This is a very confusing process, and I'm not sure what to do. Do I end this, or do I accept the stupidity and hopes he really does like the Sox? Thanks, guys. Love you. Bang, bang, skeet, skeet.
Should kill this guy.
Yeah. I think pitchfork to the trachea is legal in Nebraska.
It's definitely legal.
Yeah.
I'm a big Red Sox fan. Go Dodgers, though. What the fuck are you talking about?
You just look. You look like an idiot, by the way, because you just lost the World Series, and you're wearing.
Yeah, you literally just got
pick any other
dusted
team.
By the Red Sox.
Maybe
in the World Series.
Maybe he's trolling you, Abby, by wearing that shirt. Obviously not, but just to be like, he's not a Red Sox.
I mean,
fan,
I'm
Abby.
Thankful for the Dodgers because I mean they made it very easy to win the World
Super
Series.
Super easy.
I don't think I would wear a Dodger shirt to commemorate that World Series.
It just feels like he's kind of mocking you, so get rid of this guy.
Yeah, this guy sucks. I don't trust him.
Pitchfork.
I don't either.
Yeah, pitchfork.
This guy
trachea.
Is definitely working for the moon.
This guy is a moon incel for sure.
Last one today comes in from Eddie's Goat Milk.
Oh, Eddie's Goat Milk is like thriving on Twitter, by the
way. Dude, Eddie's Goat Milk, the day after the MLB account was replying and talking about your goat and milk needs.
Yes.
Down in the DM from the farm, with the recent support from at MLB, do you think the management at Fenway Stadium would consider putting Eddie's goat milk bottles on the light towers on the Green Monster? As the unofficial sponsor of minor league legends like Raffy Big Scoops and the Ice Horse, it would be perfectly on brand for them to go to mash dingers off the massive goat milk bottles at Fenway Stadium. Thanks, and as always, get it in ya.
Get it in ya.
I
would love to see that. Can we get a Down on the Farm segment right now?
Yep.
Down on the Farm, brought to you by Eddie's Goat Milk. Get it in ya.
Just a reminder to all Section 10 listeners. Eddie's Goat Milk is here for all your goat and milk needs. Visit eddiesgoatmilk.com now. Use promo code SECTION10 to get 20% off your first order of Eddie's Goat Milk.
You're in that so professionally. And then just bam. Like, imagine if, like... Like, Eddie, imagine if you were really asked to do that in an
between innings.
Yeah.
You say, O'Brien, just, that's Eddie's goat milk.
Eddie's goat milk, always down on the farm.
Yeah, he does it so
he would not
monotone.
It would not be smooth.
Eck.
Because what would that say on the sheet? Yeah, it would just be
It would have to be like...
It would leave with in parentheses, say as a goat. It would say, Dave, say this as
He's
a goat.
He's like, I absolutely won't fucking do that.
Yeah. Then just
Eddie's goat milk.
Some like all like the 70-year-olds who watch Ness and are like, what's happened to my beloved Sox?
Get it in you.
Bobby Dalbec, third baseman in the Red Sox system right now. He's playing for the Portland Sea Dogs. Over his last six games, 417 with an 1125 OPS. You want to know why his OPS is so high?
He's good.
Because he has five home runs in his last six games.
Oh, heck
That's
yeah.
That's good. Very good.
Bobby Dalbec, who I want to say...
he said, that sounds like a name of like a character Mark Wahlberg would have played in like Four Brothers,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, I'm Bobby Dalbec.
He's the
yeah.
number four
fucking Bobby
prospect.
Dalbec. Yeah. The Dalbec brothers.
Number Norchester. Four prospect in the Red Sox system, according to SoxProspects.com, which is the only place that I'll look for Red Sox prospect rankings. I'm sure a lot of other people do it, and I'm sure a lot of other people do a great job, but Sox Prospects is the best.
And that was brought to you by Eddie's Goat Milk.
Eddie's Goat Milk. Get it in you.
I will never. I don't think there's any time because obviously Eddie's Goat Milk is here to stay now.
Yeah,
and they're dedicated. It's not going anywhere. Dude, after, by the way, after the money they put down, yeah, so they're true. Obviously not going anywhere. Huge sponsor, but there's. I mean, we're not going to not laugh at that. Given having a non laughing face to that is going to be a very confusing process. Emptying the bench real quick. Only thing I got is Suns recap. I mean, yeah, they got the sixth pick.
That was sixth pick. So, it was tough. It was tough because I legitimately was rooting for the number one. You're giving you the number two. So one or two. Take either. Obviously, one of the number one. I feel like getting Zion to Phoenix was something that it would have meant a lot. It would have meant a lot to the people, the community.
The PHX.
Mm-hmm. You know, Monty Williams, season one, being able to coach Zion, maybe lure in KD. But I was deflated, and I was like, you know, I'm trying not to lose hope because I still think that there's a chance that we do something in free agency, maybe that there's a trade to be had here, maybe, I don't know. It was very deflating to not end up with that.
I will say, as host of that live stream, everyone was focused on like Clem and Hubs and KFC and how depressed they were at the Knicks pick. No one, and I mean no one, was more upset than Jared Krupp.
I immediately went to his seat. He's like, I'm done with this.
Buckets. The
Jerry Downtown.
I couldn't speak for a while.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah. He might as well have gone downtown after the...
Yeah. I did mentally.
It was the same look he gave Steve when he walked in today.
That is
the exact same face.
God, just hope I don't see that again. I'm very disappointed. I
was not happy about it at all.
But yeah, it's sad. I mean, I kind of thought... that the second I thought it wasn't going to happen was when they had that... the test run leak and the Suns got the one pick. I'm like,
I was like, that's not good. Yeah, now we got to win twice.
Because then if the NBA was probably like, oh shit, first off, that wasn't supposed to get out there, and now the Suns can't get the one pick because now it looks like it's like predetermined.
Right. Yeah.
So they kind of got screwed there. But
the cards are against us.
Yeah.
Like Kobe White.
Him, Darius Garland, the point guard out of Vanderbilt, who didn't really play because he was hurt. I mean, I think we should still be looking guards. There's a lot of swing forwards, but we're a team littered with them. Mm-hmm. Although Josh Jackson, probably
once he gets out of jail,
probably gotta look to replace that guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying that he should be replaced, but I think it's mostly I get where he's coming from. He got arrested because he was trying to get into the VIP section and security wouldn't let him. And it's like,
I think it's a bad look though.
Like, it's a bad look.
That doesn't happen to Book.
No, but I see where he's coming from.
Book runs
like,
the VIP.
I play for the Suns. Like, of course I'm going to be in the VIP. Like, why wouldn't I be in the VIP? So, I can see it from both sides.
I get it. I just was disappointed.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
Wouldn't want to cut you. Going to the jeweler, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm trying to fuck you on your bestie, yeah. Chopper with the skull, so do not test me, yeah. Ric Flair drip, go woo on a bitch. 5790, spent the coupe on my wrist. $multi-million, I'm a fool with the hits. Hop up in the lemon, drop the roof, show the tits. Told my finger, got the game with me. Bought my purple ticket, got some rain on it. Nigga, we used to kick it, how you hang on me? Hop in the Bentley coupe and blow the brains out of it. You ready? Yep.
Steve's ready.
Ready to go.
Hell yeah. Are we recording?
We are recording.
Do you know that for a fact?
I do know it for a fact, but I'll triple check. Faded pictures on